This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you children your inheritance of peace and happiness. Your original religion is peace, therefore you no longer wander around searching for peace. Question: how do you children become worthy of being weighed against unlimited treasures for 21 births? Answer: when the Father comes to make the world new, you children become his helpers. You use everything you have in a worthwhile way for his task. Therefore, in return, the Father weighs you against unlimited treasures for 21 births, so that your wealth never diminishes. You never experience sorrow or untimely death. Song: the heart gives thanks to the one who has given me support. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om has been explained to you, sweetest spiritual children. Some people simply say Om, but Om Shanti should be said. The meaning of Om by itself is God. The meaning of Om Shanti is, I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. I am a soul, and this is my body. The soul is first and then the body. Souls are embodiments of peace, and their residence is the land of peace. It isn't that you receive true peace by going into the forests. Only when you go home do you receive true peace. Secondly, people want peace where there is peacelessness. When this peaceless land of sorrow is destroyed, there will then be peace. You children will then receive your inheritance of peace. There is no peacelessness in either your home or outside in the kingdom. That is called a kingdom of peace. Here it is a kingdom of peacelessness, because this is the kingdom of Ravan. That kingdom is established by God. Then, after the Copper Age begins, it becomes the devil's kingdom. Devils never have peace. At home, at work, everywhere, there is nothing but peacelessness. Ravan's five vices spread peacelessness. None of the scholars or pundits know what Ravan is. They don't understand why they kill Ravan every year. Ravan doesn't exist in the Golden or Silver Age. That is the deity kingdom. God, Baba, establishes the deity kingdom through you. He doesn't do it by himself. You, sweetest children, are God's helpers. Previously, you were Ravan's helpers. God has now come and is granting salvation to everyone. He is establishing a kingdom of purity, peace, and happiness. Each of you children has now received a third eye of this knowledge. There is no question of sorrow in the Golden and Silver Ages. No one insults anyone there. No one eats anything dirty there. Just look how dirty the food is that people eat here. Sri Krishna has been portrayed having a lot of love for cows. It isn't that Sri Krishna was a cowherd who looked after the cows, no. There is a lot of difference between the cows there and the cows here. The cows there were very beautiful in Satyabritan. Just as the deities were beautiful too, The cows were beautiful. You felt happy just looking at them. That is heaven, and this is hell. Everyone remembers heaven. There is the difference of day and night between heaven and hell. During the night there is darkness, and during the day there is light. When it is the day of Brahma, it is also the day of the clan of Brahma. Previously, you too were in the dark night. At this time, there is so much force of devotion. People continue to weigh great souls against gold because they are great scholars of the scriptures. Why do they make such an impact? Baba has also explained this. When new leaves emerge on a tree, they are Satapratthan. When new souls come from up above, they definitely make an impact for a temporary period. People weigh them against gold or diamonds. However, all of that is going to be destroyed. Human beings have buildings worth hundreds of thousands. They believe themselves to be very wealthy. You children understand that that wealth will only last for a short time. All of it is to be turned to dust. Some people's wealth will be buried, dot, dot, dot. The Father is establishing heaven, and those who use their wealth for this will receive palaces studded with gold and diamonds for 21 births. Here, you only receive something for one birth. There, it will continue for 21 births. Whatever you can see with your eyes, including your bodies, will be burnt. You children have visions through divine insight. There will be destruction, and then there will be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. You know that you are once again establishing your fortune of the kingdom. You ruled for 21 generations, and then there was the kingdom of Ravan. The Father has now come again. Everyone on the path of devotion remembers the Father. It is remembered that everyone remembers God at a time of sorrow. The Father gives you your inheritance of happiness, and then there is no need to remember him. You are the mother and the father. That mother and father have their own children. Here, it is a question of the mother and father from beyond this world. You are now studying to become Lakshmi and Narayan. When students pass a school exam very well, their teacher is given a prize. What prize would you give that one? You are making him your child with magic. It is said that Sri Krishna's mother saw a ball of butter in Krishna's mouth. Sri Krishna took birth in the Golden Age. He would not eat butter, etc. He is the master of the world. So what time does that refer to? It refers to now. The confluence age. You know that you will shed your bodies and become babies. You will become the masters of the world. Two Christian nations fight one another, and you children take the butter. You receive the kingdom. Those people made the people of Bharat fight amongst themselves, and they took the butter. Divide and rule. The British government extended over three quarters of the world. Then their influence gradually decreased. No one, apart from you, can rule the whole world. You are now the children of God. You are now becoming the masters of Brahmand and the masters of the world. Brahmand is not included in the world. There is no kingdom in the subtle region. The cycle of the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages exists here in the corporeal world. Souls don't go anywhere when they go into trance. If that soul were to leave his body, that body would die. All of those things are visions. Some people can even receive a vision through occult power in such a way that while they are sitting there, they are able to see a parliament abroad. Baba holds the key to divine vision in his hand. While sitting here, you can see London. You don't need to buy any instruments, etc. Visions are received at the right time, according to the time that they are fixed in the drama. God has been portrayed granting a vision to Arjuna. According to the drama, he had to have a vision. This too is fixed. It isn't anyone's greatness. All of this happens according to the drama. Sri Krishna becomes the prince of the world. That is, he receives the butter. No one even knows what the world is and what Brahmand is. You souls reside in Brahmand. It is at this time that the coming and going from the subtle region and having visions, etc., take place. The subtle region will not then be mentioned for another 5,000 years. They say salutations to the deity Brahma. Then they say salutations to the supreme soul Shiva. Therefore he is the highest. He is called God. Those deities are also human beings, but they have divine virtues. There cannot be any human beings with 4 to 8 arms. There too, human beings only have 2 arms, but they are completely pure. There is no mention of impurity. There is never untimely death there. Therefore, you children should have a lot of happiness. I, a soul, am seeing Baba through this body. You can only see through the body. You can neither see the Supreme Soul nor a soul. It is a matter of understanding souls and the Supreme Soul. You receive divine insight to see them. Everything that you see in a divine vision would be seen to be large. The kingdom will also be large. A soul is just a point. You would not understand anything by seeing a point. Souls are very subtle. Many doctors have tried to catch hold of a soul, but no one is able to know anything. Those people are weighed against gold and diamonds. You are becoming multimillionaires for birth after birth. You don't have any external show. He sits in this chariot and teaches us in an ordinary way. Its name is the lucky chariot, Bhagirath. The father enters this impure old chariot and does the highest on high service. The father says, I don't have a body of my own. How can I, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, give you your inheritance? I cannot give it from up there. Would I teach through inspiration? I definitely have to come here. On the path of devotion, you worship me and you all love me. People love the pictures of Gandhi and Nehru. They remember their bodies. Those souls are imperishable, and so they have taken another birth. But people continue to remember their perishable images. This is the worship of matter. They create a shrine and offer flowers, etc. That is a memorial. There are so many temples to Shiva. The biggest memorial is to Shiva. There is the praise of the Somnath Temple. Mahmud Ghaznavi came and looted it. You had so much wealth. Baba weighs you children against jewels. I don't have myself weighed. I don't become so wealthy. I make you that. Those people might weigh someone, and tomorrow he might die. That wealth would be of no use. The Father weighs you against limitless treasures in such a way that they remain with you for 21 births. However, that is only if you follow Srimat. There is no mention of sorrow there. There is never untimely death there. There will be no fear of death. People here are so afraid of death that they cry. There is so much happiness there that you will go and become princes. Shiva, the Supreme Soul, is called the magician, the businessman, and the jewel merchant. He also grants you visions of becoming a prince like that. Baba has now stopped the part of visions. A lot of harm was caused through those. The Father is now granting us salvation through this knowledge. First, you will go to that land of happiness. This is now a land of sorrow. You know that it is souls who imbibe this knowledge. This is why the Father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls." Good and bad sanskars are in the soul. If your sanskars were in your bodies, they would then be burnt with your bodies. You say, "Shiv Baba, we souls are studying through these bodies." This is a new thing. Shiv Baba is teaching us souls. Remember this very firmly. He is the Father and also the teacher of all of us souls. The Father himself says, "I don't have a body of my own. I too am a soul, but I am called the Supreme Soul." It is souls who do everything. The names of the bodies continue to change. A soul is a soul. I, the Supreme Soul, don't take rebirth like you do. My part is such in the drama that I enter this one and speak this knowledge to you. That is why this one is called the Lucky Chariot. He is also called an old shoe. Shiv Baba wears an old long boot. The Father says, "I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. This one becomes this first of all, and the same applies to you." Baba says, "You are very young. You have to study more than I do and claim a high status. However, I have Baba with me, and so I remember him again and again. Baba also sleeps with me, but Baba cannot hug me. He can hug you. You are very lucky. You can hug the body that Shiv Baba has taken on loan. How can I hug him? I don't have that fortune. This is why you are remembered as the lucky stars. Children are always lucky. A father gives his children wealth. Therefore you are lucky stars. Shiv Baba says, you are luckier than I am. I teach you and make you into the masters of the world. I don't become that. You also become the masters of Brahmand. Only I have the key to divine vision. I am the ocean of knowledge. I also make you into master oceans of knowledge. You know the whole cycle, and you will become rulers of the globe, emperors and empresses. I don't become that. When people grow old, they will everything to their children and go into retirement. It used to be like that in earlier days. Nowadays, they have attachment to their children. The father from beyond says, I enter this one and change you children into flowers from thorns and make you into the masters of the world. I make you ever happy for half a cycle and then go and sit in the stage of retirement. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. Sannyasis, saints, relate things of the scriptures. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He himself says, the Vedas and scriptures are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. Only I am the ocean of knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Whatever you see with your eyes, including your body, it is all to be burnt. Therefore, use everything you have in a worthwhile way. 2. Study in order to claim your full inheritance from the Father. Constantly keep your luck in your awareness and become a master of Brahmand and a master of the world. Blessing. May you be constantly happy and serve many others by having the awareness of Wah Drama Wah. While watching any scene of this drama, have the awareness Wah Drama Wah, and you will never be afraid. This is because you have received the knowledge of the drama and how this present time is a benevolent age, that whatever scene comes in front of you is filled with benefit. Even if the benefit is not visible at that present moment, that merged benefit will be revealed in the future. You will then remain constantly happy by having the awareness Wah Drama Wah. And you will never feel sad about your efforts. Many others will automatically be served through you. Slogan: the power of silence is an easy way to serve with your mind. Where there is the power of silence, there is contentment. Abhyat signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhe. The more you remain light in the Abhyat form, that is, of having the practice of being beyond any awareness of your body, of being bodiless for 2 to 4 minutes, the more it will be like taking a rest for 4 hours. Such a time will come when, instead of sleeping, you will become bodiless for 4 to 5 minutes and your body will have had rest. By making your awareness of this form of lightness very strong, you will become very light in settling your karmic accounts. Om Shanti.